A South Coast researcher says we may be underestimating a key element in the spread of coronavirus.
Physical distancing is good, but it's not enough.
UC Santa Barbara mathematician Bjorn Bernier says a new study shows that air circulation can play a key role in spreading the virus.
There are two steps in the process. There's this first step, that if you don't respect physical distancing and you come too close to an infected person, then, you know, you can be infected. But then if an infected person is in a closed room with ventilation which is not good enough, then the concentration of the droplets can build over time, and that can infect everybody in the room.
Bernier says they've been using simulations of some well-known coronavirus outbreaks to study the issue.
We've been able to do some simulations using what's called Lagrangian fluid dynamics, you know, where we can actually follow the droplets that carry the coronavirus and the aerosols, you know, the tiny, tiny droplet nuclei.
The UCSB researcher co-authored a just-released paper on the findings. He says they based it on a well-known outbreak linked to a Chinese restaurant.
This was a restaurant in Guangzhou, and this happened in January on Chinese New Year. There was a family that had traveled from Wuhan that came in, and they sat at one table, and then there were two more tables. And the other tables, they were in a distance that should have been far enough. But still, a number of people at both of those tables got infected.
Bernier says it was airflow from the air conditioning which caused the problem.
The reason was that the air conditioning was basically recirculating the air in that part of the restaurant. It wasn't mixing much with the other parts of the restaurant. The person who was infected, he was increasing the concentration of droplets over time. And in 1 hour, anybody who was sitting in that part of the restaurant could as well have been sitting next to him. That's how infectious he got.
The researcher says while it might seem a little unusual for a mathematician to be involved in a study of this type, it's based on something they know and use frequently called fluid dynamics.
The simplest thing is simply, you know, if you stand on the banks of the river and you watch the water flow in the river, that's fluid dynamics, and we want to understand how that flow, what the properties of that flow are. The air is a fluid, and it's actually a very turbulent fluid, which means that it goes very fast, and it's very irregular. And what fluid dynamicists do is that we don't try to figure out what the air particles are doing, you know, every instant. We try to figure out what they're doing on average.
Bernier says the findings may change the way we look at coronavirus spread.
So what people have been calling, you know, super spreading events, and they thought that there are some people who are super spreaders, seems to be that some air conditioners are super spreaders, not people. It's just if people who are infected get into a room and they breathe for a while, then that can build up the concentration. You can have a large number of people infected.
The researcher says they published the initial findings so the medical community could examine them and they could undergo peer review. He says they're continuing their research, looking at more well-known outbreaks.
The famous one is the bus with the lay Buddhist in China. And the third one is the call center in Seoul, Korea. That happened a little bit later in the beginning of March. It's interesting that what all of these cases seem to have in common is that it's the air conditioning which is at fault. The first step, somebody walks in, they can infect individuals, but when a very large number of individuals get infected, it's the air conditioning.
The UCSB researcher says one of the messages from the preliminary findings is that if you're going to spend time indoors with other people outside of your household, look at the air conditioning. Bernier says that ideally, make sure that you're not downstream, so to speak, from the airflow passing past the others in the room. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.